All right. Somebody said your tips against homesickness.
Ooh, your tips against homesickness?
I have been away from my family many times in my life.
I mean, same.
I'm talking across the ocean.
But you definitely.
Like, I low-key been away from my family more than I've been with my family. Actually, no, that's not true.
Well, but you also, your family is spread out. So you're always away from some family.
Yeah, exactly. But since I was 16, I was a free bird out here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I went to a school in Atlanta away from everybody.
Yeah.
I knew one person I was with. And the cool thing was everyone else on my team, it was a basketball school, right? Basketball team. And we all stayed in a dorm. Everyone in that dorm was away from their family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the one common denominator that we all had was like, we're all miles away from our families. So that kind of made it easier for us. But I'm sure in this case, I don't know if this is your case, who the person who asked this question, but I would say if this is not your case, if you're not with other people, staying active, I was very busy.
Yeah.
I didn't even have time to realize that, oh shit, like even once in a while, like it might hit you like in the shower or like, but then as soon as you get out that shower, your roommate is doing some shit, someone's playing some music. You're kind of like, you don't really sit a lot when you're by yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And the tip would be for me, stay busy. And I think the busier you get, that's going to help you. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, just have things going on.
Yeah.
Cause
and what time?
Like I've never really been that homesick.
And I was going to get to that. I don't think I was homesick because anywhere I was excited to be there. And I wanted to make anywhere I go is for a specific goal.
Exactly.
And for some reason, my desire to make my dreams come true are much greater than I miss my mommy and daddy. That's just me.
Yeah.
But to some people, it's very important to be close to your families. And I get that 100%. There's a part of me that wishes that I spend more time with my family. Like, damn. From 16 to 20, those are years that are very important.
But I think that's different than being homesick. Wishing that you would have had more time with your family when, like in the past, is different than presently being homesick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because like I wish that I would have been able to build like a better relationship with my siblings if I was home when between the ages of 12 and 18 when I was living in Canada.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really seeing them more than like twice a year, if that.
Okay.
So, but I'm saying, me wishing that now that I had spent more time with them, so this and that, is different than when I was in Canada, I was homesick for my family.
Mm.
Which I really wasn't that much because, as you said,
you were busy.
I was there with such a goal. I didn't have any like capacity left in my brain, in my soul, and anything to like have time to be homesick.
Yeah.
Because I was so determined and tunnel vision on what I was doing.
Yeah.
And same with like being in New York too. Not that, you know,
I love
my family.
I'm not homesick.
But how can
at
I be
all.
Homesick when I'm home right now? I feel the most home here.
But some people, they just miss, maybe it's not even necessarily like family related. Maybe they just miss the place that they were from. But then again, if you miss it so much, you can always go back.
Yeah, true. But I don't think I've ever really been homesick. Maybe like around the holidays when everyone is with their families.
Ooh, I missed that, yeah.
You know, and
that happened to me.
It's kind of everybody is at home in some capacity.
And you're just like not
and
there.
And you're just not there.
But also, so why?
I don't know. Maybe you didn't have money to travel. You were busy. Who knows?